I'm with Alan Whitford, who's the managing partner at Abtech Partnership. Alan's also moderating today's Smart Conference, that's social, mobile and recruitment technology, in London. Alan, you said you'd do me a sort of half-time review and a full-time review. So we're at lunch and we've heard some very interesting stuff this morning. What have the highlights been for you?
Well, other than the highlight that Arsenal finally won a football game last night, you said half-time and full-time. What I think has been the highlight for me is that we wanted to do something a little different today by having people talk about where they think technologies have been and where they might be going. Mm-hmm. What I found interesting is that when we started out with Jason Consuelo from Cornerstone, is that we didn't talk about his technology at all, which is actually quite unusual for a vendor. But what he did talk about was setting the scene of some of the demographic challenges, the workplace challenges, movement of workers around the world, and where are we finding those smart people now? And they're not all at Harvard anymore, or at Cambridge, or Oxford. They're in Korea and Japan and other strange places. And how tools like social media, though, enable us to communicate with them. And I think that was a real point of his around social, which we're going to hear a lot about at various points today, was that it's about communication channels. And I think that was a quite interesting way that he approached that, that there's different users of how you use social in terms of that kind of challenge. Then he did talk about some new cool tools that people are looking at out of the 1,500 or so tools that might be out there, Snapchat and Brewster. Brewster being a way to kind of aggregate content across a lot of different social platforms, and there's a bunch of those out there, and I think that was quite interesting from his perspective to set some scenes. I think that led well into Charo Malhotra from Unilever. Charo has been part of their sort of global excellence team, which means pretty much she was it, to help get some standardization of how Unilever, as a multinational of massive size with hundreds of different products, is trying to figure out how can they have a consistency of messaging across their channels. And she showed us examples with both Facebook and LinkedIn to grab hold of, like, probably, who knows, they might have had hundreds of Facebook pages around the world, but get to a consistent global Facebook page and then break that down to some product specific, such as sales, marketing, supply channel, where they could actually aggregate a lot of good content and get consistency and create a platform for their recruiters and hiring managers around the world. And quite a unique approach, I think, for them to have done that. And with LinkedIn, what I found interesting is that they've really been getting back to LinkedIn and saying, you got a bunch of data we can use. How do we use it? What are people, when are people looking at us? When should we send out alerts? And they've really focused on and sending out targeted messaging to their 200,000 company followers. So they're really mining what LinkedIn has actually got available. And I personally think that's something that, having been to LinkedIn Live a couple of months ago, LinkedIn's also realized, wow, we got a lot of good information here. How can we get that in front of our customers to make it do a better job? Which is a nice segue into LinkedIn. So we thought that Richard Ward might actually talk about some of that data. And he surprised us. He said, actually, we thought we'd talk about the mobile because nobody ever tells you what we're doing on the mobile app. And showing that nice generation evolvement of what they're doing with mobile and how it is focused on the app and how they slimmed it down from over 2,000 pages that you can have if you're on the on your computer going onto LinkedIn, down to about 70-something pages you can still access, which still seems a lot on a mobile device, but it's breaking them down into chunks so you can do what you want to do. And I thought an interesting graph showing that the usage, particularly on the iPad app, really has a massive spike when people get home. And we thought people were going home and watching the telly, and they're multitasking at home. They're actually playing around at LinkedIn on their iPad.
Alan, that's brilliant. We've got some sessions on big data later, so you kind of highlighted the importance of data, but I'll come back to you for a full-time review. But thanks very much for that.
Thanks very much. Looking forward to the second half.